SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, water supply failure in Kakadu's largest Aboriginal homeland triggers emergency audit. And residents evacuated as bushfire burns at Perigian Beach on the Sunshine Coast. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal suffers a further blow in Parliament. An urgency audit of water contingency plans in 500 outstations across the Northern Territory has been called. According to emails obtained by the ABC, the audit was sparked by a five-day water outage at the largest Aboriginal homeland in Kakadu National Park. The incident last month at Munjinberry, 15 kilometres from the mining and tourist town of Jabiru, left more than 60 residents without running water in their taps as temperatures soared into the mid-30s. The situation at Munjinberry was eventually resolved after a different bore, which was set up in the 1970s, was connected to the community's water infrastructure. But the fact the homeland was without water, without running water for so long, raised alarm bells at the Department of Local Government, Housing and Community Development. The recent water failure at Munjinberry could affect negotiations over the redevelopment of the town of Jabiru. And this Wednesday, the 23rd of October, at exactly 7 p.m. U.S. Central Time, the Illinois State Museum will hand over culturally significant items to a delegation of Arendah and Bardijawi people under the auspices of the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Studies. These items held at the Illinois State Museum in the U.S. belong to Arendah and Bardijawi cultural heritage, and they will be handed back so that they can be returned to country. This will be the first repatriation of items as part of the Return of Cultural Heritage project. And coinciding with National Children's Week this Thursday, 24th of October, SNAIC and Family Matters are launching a joint position paper calling for the establishment of a National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People. The organisations believe establishing a dedicated National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children will provide much-needed oversight and accountability for systems and services, and thus ensuring that the rights of our children are protected. And yesterday marked 1 year since the national apology to victims and survivors of institutional child sexual abuse. A permanent display was unveiled at Parliament House to pay tribute to those who suffered abuse in Australian institutions. Researchers suggest that up to 15% of the known survivors are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. While the healing still continues, Anne Ruston, Minister for Families and Social Services, announced the federal government is unlocking an extra $11 million to improve the redress process.
People who have died.
Evacuation and water boring are underway at Perigian Beach on the Sunshine Coast. It's the second bushfire emergency in the area after homes were destroyed in September. An evacuation centre has been opened at Noosa Leisure Centre. And two politicians from opposing parties are urging the federal government to take action to bring accused former Melbourne Principal Malka Leifer back to Australia. There has been prolonged legal debate over Leifer's extradition from Israel to Australia to face criminal charges over allegations of child sex abuse. The Liberal Party's Dev Sharma argues it is a high priority case for Australia, and without a conclusion, there could be an effect on the nation's relationship with Israel. Labor MP Josh Burns is also pushing for a resolution.
It's not about politics, this is about making sure that justice is done and that Malka Leifer is returned to Australia. It's been almost a decade since Malka Leifer has fled Australia, and this has to end. Enough is enough.
Melbourne Cup winning horse trainer Darren Weir has faced court in Melbourne charged with animal cruelty offences. Weir is suspended from the racing industry and he appeared at the magistrate's court with two others today. Banned electronic devices known as jiggers were found at his stables during Victoria Police raids this year. The horse racing industry is under increasing pressure, with the Queensland government announcing an inquiry into the treatment of retired race horses. And overseas, Britain is facing more Brexit uncertainty after Parliament knocked back the short timetable to ratify its departure from the European Union. British MPs voted in favour of the deal on Tuesday, progressing the bill to a second reading in a rare showing of parliamentary support. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson halted the legislation when the House of Commons decided against a motion for a three-day schedule. Mr. Johnson is now waiting for the EU to respond to a request to extend the Brexit deadline.
That we should leave the EU on October the 31st. And that is what I will say to the EU, and I will report back to the House. And one way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal.
The European Council president says he will recommend a time extension for Brexit. Turkey and Russia have agreed to a deal to create what they are calling a safe zone at Syria's border with Turkey. The deal was announced just hours before Turkey was due to restart its assault on Syrian Kurdish forces. Turkey, earlier this month, launched an offensive to drive out Kurdish forces from their southern border after the United States President Donald Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country's north. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Turkey and Russia will now conduct joint patrols on the border.
Both sides confirm their intention to keep political and territorial unity of Syria, as well as to ensure national security of Turkey.
The safe zone is about 120 kilometers long and 32 kilometers deep. Analysts say the deal cements Russia and Turkey's roles as the main foreign players in Syria. Russia is an ally of Syria's Bashar al-Assad and has raised concern about foreign interference in Syria. And back home, a joint university study shows aged care workers are so time poor they are unable to talk to clients properly and support their decision making. The report from institutions in both New South Wales and Victoria found 90% of care workers had limited time to spend with older people were feeling down. The Royal Commission into the aged care sector is expected to hand down an interim report next week. The university's report recommends putting psychosocial needs of older people at the centre of aged care services. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a possible afternoon shower, a top of 23, Adelaide, sunny, 33, Melbourne, sunny, 27, Hobart, partly cloudy, 22, Albury, Wodonga, partly cloudy as well, and a top of 15, Canberra, mostly sunny, 29, Wollongong, much the same, 25, Sydney, similar conditions, a top of 26, Newcastle, mostly sunny, 28, Brisbane, sunny day ahead, 25, Townsville, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or 2, 30. Alice Springs, a sunny day, 19. Darwin, mostly sunny, top of 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day and a top of 27. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.